The nation's highest court issues a ruling for an Oklahoma death row inmate. A new candidate is in the race for state superintendent, and a proposal to lock the clock is under consideration again. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, February 25th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out the death sentence and murder conviction of Oklahoma inmate Richard Glossop. Sierra Pfeiffer reports.
Justices voted 5-3 to wipe Glossop's conviction clean and order a new trial for his case. The court found Glossop's prosecutors violated his constitutional rights. Glossop was convicted for the 1997 killing of his former boss, Barry Van Trees. The only direct evidence implicating Glossop came from one witness, whose credibility was questioned. Since his conviction, Glossop has maintained his innocence. Still, Oklahoma's top criminal appeal court has repeatedly upheld his sentence, even after the state sided with Glossop. Glossop has been on death row for more than 25 years and has had multiple execution dates. Now he will face a new trial. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Bixby Public Schools Superintendent Rob Miller is joining the 2026 race for the next state superintendent. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports he announced his candidacy this morning.
Miller is a Marine, a former teacher and principal, and has served as Bixby's superintendent for 7 years. He's running as a Republican, but said in a rap during a public education rally at the state capitol, he wants to get politics out of education.
I'm running for state superintendent. Let's change this land. It's time to bring leadership back home where it's right. For students first, end the chaos, reunite.
Current Superintendent Ryan Walters is a defendant in a defamation lawsuit from Miller. Asked if he was running against Walters, who has yet to announce if he will seek re-election, Miller says he's not running against anyone, he's running for Oklahoma's students. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State lawmakers are again trying to change the time in Oklahoma. Sam Moore at The Freelancer reports.
The bill, which passed out of a House committee, would eliminate daylight savings time starting in March next year. Copan Republican Judge Strom wanted to understand what would happen.
I got to make sure, because I always get backwards on this. This gets the kids to the bus in daylight. Sun's coming up when I'm drinking my coffee.
In 2026 and thereafter, the sun would go down earlier from March to November. The bill next goes to an oversight committee. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs has a new initiative aimed at helping the missing and murdered Indigenous peoples crisis. Katie Hallam has details.
Operation Spirit Return will be under the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Unit. During President Trump's first term, a similar project was called Operation Lady Justice. The initiative will collaborate with the Federal Database for Missing and Unidentified Persons and utilize a Texas-based genealogical company to identify remains found in and around Indian country. This crisis stretches back decades. Currently, the BIA estimates nearly 5,000 disappearance or homicide cases involving tribal members have gone unsolved. The unit is actively investigating 15 unidentified persons as the BIA deals with federal layoffs. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.